Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Maureen Nichols and Denise Emmel with the Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization as their ninth annual fundraising extravaganza is coming up on Saturday, February 29th.
It's the ninth year. It's a fun event every year. I guess when it comes to this event, this is for either one of you, when it comes to this event, why should people come out to the fundraising extravaganza?
Well, number one, our organization, we're a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to promote driver safety. And so the money that we raise here, as well as selling 50-50 tickets throughout the year, is how we pay for driver's insurance. If they get injured, they can use that at any track. We buy safety equipment throughout the year. At the end of the year, we give them a dollar amount and a list of safety items they can order. So really, it's to help promote our driver's safety, and it's just kind of fun. You get out and get to see the drivers. It's been a long winter already, and so we can hopefully get out and visit with some of our fans and drivers.
Now, this is obviously the ninth year of this event going on. I know I've gone to it before in the past. It's been a fun time. I guess for those people who have possibly never gone but have thought about it, what would you tell them?
Well, it's a fun family evening. We start off with the doors opening at 4, and a meal would be served that is provided by our Checker Flag concession. And it's ham or lemon chicken with cream corn, garlic mashed potatoes, and that is served from 5 to 8, and it's $10 a person. And then we also have a cash bar. And then our silent auction will begin, and we periodically stop the table. We have like 4 or 5 different tables, and they stop at different times throughout the night. But there's a lot of different items for our silent auction and the live auction.
I think a lot of times when it comes to this event, you know, you guys obviously been used to it for the past ninth year, the nine past years, but take us through, if you're going to go to it and take part in this, what exactly do you do? I see free admission to it, so is there just show up and be a part of it, or what do they got to do?
Yeah, so you come in, it's free admission. The food, of course, costs $10, but we do have free pop and water all night long too, and then sometimes popcorn or whatever on the tables. But just kind of look at the items. There are, like I said, drivers there. Maybe you can get an autograph of your favorite driver. Hopefully we have a lot there. Then the silent auction, like she said, starts at 4 and it runs throughout the night, but our live auction doesn't actually start till 7. That's kind of fun. We have drivers bid against each other for their items. We have other people that it's just a fun event.
You know, when it comes to this, 9 years of doing this, I guess, how awesome is it to, one, to be able to do your ninth year, and what keeps you guys going every year?
Well, you know, I don't think we ever did think we'd get 9 years. I guess I didn't, and we started, you know. And every year, we just keep adding to it, and we just are all amazed at, you know, the end result, because we have so much that we can offer our drivers, our local drivers here, and this is a good way that we can raise money to go towards that driver's safety, like Maureen said.
Now, when it comes to the silent auction specifically, I know, or just in general, all the auctions, donations, you guys are always accepting them, always wanting them. I guess, what do people need to do to be able to donate to you and help out with a good cause?
So we're accepting donations, we say, until February 15th. Of course, you know, we're not going to turn anybody away because it's great. We love the support we get of this community and neighboring communities. You can contact myself or Patty Van Haften or Brooke Knott. We have a KRCO Facebook page, so you can go on there. You can message us. We'll come pick up your item, or the week of, about Thursday, we'll start being in there in the evening. You can drop things off. So
give me your best sales pitch as to why people should come out to this.
I don't know. We just have a really good time, and I think everybody just really enjoys themselves. They're interested in a lot of the items we have for sale, whether it's on the silent auction or the live auction. The food is fantastic, and just, you know, it's a good break of the winter for everybody, racing fans or non-racing fans, just to come out and enjoy themselves.
Is there anything else the people here in Marion County should know about the KRCO fundraising extravaganza?
Well, like Maureen said, our Facebook page that we have, if you like that, they will start posting some of the items that will be available. So that's a good reference for you to see some of the different items that we have.
I just think you need to get out here and support us, and, you know, it's a really good time.
Thanks to Maureen Nichols and Denise Emmel with the Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicarls.com and click podcast.